The story made the front page of the Sunday New York Times. The picture showed a father with an infant in his arms. The baby gazed into the eyes of his adoring dad. It called to mind a Christmas card I long ago once had. Well, I had to read the story, 'cause I'm funny in that way. The Sunday Times expensive, so I savor every word. And besides the picture of the father and his infant child touched something ancient in my heart that made me pause a while. Now it didn't take me long to learn the sorrow of this tale. Far from being picture perfect, this young family knew travail. Once a robust young and healthy man, the young father now was ill. What could help him live a better life? An experimental pill. But the heartbreak of the story is the medicine for him was denied because a patent lawsuit hadn't reached its end. And while compassionate use can sometimes cut the red tape in the way, compassion wasn't strong enough the drug companies to sway. While his parents watched the little baby still so young, the father and his lovely wife took some time away alone to the midtown of Manhattan on a snowy winter day. They went to take their minds off things and take in a matinee. While the snow made all the neon signs seem magical and charmed, the couple walked amidst the crowd of people arm in arm, forgetting for a New York minute why they got away. It could have been just anyone on any given day. But the same disease that took the life while barely at mid-course of the New York Yankee baseball legend called the Iron Horse threw a curveball at the young man's nervous system there and then. Collapsing to the pavement, his young wife was left to fend. Now the sidewalks of Manhattan are forever bustling. The Christmas shopping season at this time was in full swing. Like the parting of the Red Sea, all the passers-by walked round the figures of the two of them as they huddled on the ground. The Christmas shoppers stopped to lend a hand. The couple's situation was observed by one old man. Without a home to go to, he had all the time to care. All the rest were just too busy buying Christmas gifts to share. The front page of the Sunday New York Times.